Hi, everybody. It's Jim Bakei, and the podcast is Be You, The World Will Adjust. This week was kind of an interesting week. When you're a coach and your clients, your friends, because I coach people that I like, I don't coach people that I don't like, they have these breakthroughs, these aha moments, these things that they were afraid to do, and they muscle up to do it, they still need reinforcement. And, you know, I've been talking to lots of people in this subject of fear. I've probably talked about it 10 million times with people, slight exaggeration, but I'm prone to do that. Figuring out what is it I'm actually afraid of? Because one of the things I keep coming up against is I say to people, what are you really afraid of? And it comes back to the same thing over and over and over. I'm afraid I won't get the answer I want. And I go, okay, but either answer is the answer you need. It's not about the one that you want. It's about the one that you need. It's about the one that you need that moves you forward, or the one that you don't want, which now puts you in a position where, okay, that possibility doesn't exist. And now I can either come to terms with that possibility doesn't exist and deal with it and just say, okay, that's it. That's the end of the line for me. I'm not going to go further. You know, she's not going to love me. He's not going to be my friend, you know, whatever it is. Or you can then say, okay, so I am going to stop wasting my time waiting for something that's never going to happen. And by the way, I've known in my heart of hearts that it's never going to happen. Yet we turn off our receptors. We deny the information that's coming in because we don't want it to be the answer that we don't want. And I saw this great quotation the other day. I'm going to really lean on this, and I sent it out to a bunch of people. So you must always be willing to truly consider evidence that contradicts your belief and admit the possibility that you may be wrong. Intelligence isn't knowing everything. It's the ability to challenge everything you know. The ability to challenge everything you know. Nobody knows everything. And yet, through this coaching practice of mine, people deny themselves the evidence that what they want is not going to happen, that they've been in the same job for 10 years, and notwithstanding someone saying, no, your future potential, everything else, there's no evidence to support that. They're in a relationship that is just not working, and there's no evidence to support that it's going to get better. It's almost like we're stuck and we're afraid to acknowledge what we know in our heart of hearts and we know in the belly of our stomach, because none of it's surprising. And as one of my coaching people said to me this week, she had her annual review and she started with, to her boss, "I can handle the truth. I want you to tell me the truth about the opportunity for the next job. Am I a serious contender, or am I not a serious contender and I should not be putting my hopes and beliefs on that happening?" Because by the way, it hasn't been happening for quite a while. And then thirdly, if you say maybe to me, I'm going to take maybe as no. And I was so proud of her. It's really hard. I get how hard it is, because it's like, oh my God, if the answer is no, or the answer is maybe, I have to do something about it. I have to start thinking about another job, another relationship, another whatever. But it's going to get the answer that I don't want, but it's the answer I should get. It's going to force me to do something. In general, I think people are inherently lazy when it comes to advocating for themselves. And only when they do and they realize that, oh my God, what took me so long? why didn't I see the, I did see the writing on the wall, but why was I in such a state of denial that I was unwilling to recognize that I'm never going to get that job? And I had the same thing with somebody else this week. And just let me digress for a second. You know, my daughter Sarah used to say when she was a kid, you know, she would ask us the question. She would say, "I know yes means yes and no means no. And I've learned that maybe means no as well." And it's true. Maybe does mean no most of the time. And the reason that people say maybe when they're dealing with you is because they don't want to deal with the truth. They don't want to tell you, right? Because they have a self-interest as well. If they tell you the answer is no, you're never going to progress, you're never going to move, there's a possibility you could leave. And notwithstanding they don't want to promote you, doesn't mean they don't want to keep using you or what you're doing. Another example this week of a very brave woman who I love coaching. And I remember the first time I met her, I was just so taken with her energy and everything else. And someone that I think the organization she works for has overshadowed her for a long time. She had a review this week. And she was full on, you know, respectful as always, as I say, but full on. Like, I'm doing double the load, not getting any more money. My opportunity prospects are not good. I'm a little mentally exhausted. I'm physically exhausted. And like, what gives? And it was interesting. The response of her supervisor at first was, he was a little taken aback. And then I said to her, "That's okay. That's not your problem. That's his problem." But here's what happened afterwards. Because she was so willing to speak forcefully and honestly about herself, he actually called her back in the cold light of day, actually admired her for standing up for herself and told her such, told her about how far she'd come, how she'd exceed his expectations. He wasn't in control of all the other factors. But if she hadn't stood up for herself and she'd just taken the regular line, would he have done that? Would he have seen her that way? My guess is probably not. Another example, and you know, I love the infomercial. I think everybody should have an infomercial because it really gives you that sense of worth, exactly who I am, what people should pay me for, kind of people I work best with, and everything else. And then, you know, when I'm helping people look for other opportunities, I haven't put the infomercial together, and you know, it never ceases to amaze me that people are like kind of squeamish about sending the infomercial out. And for those of you that haven't read or listened to my book, you really should, because whether you're looking for a job or asking yourself the question about whether you're in the right job or with the right department or anything else, you know, True Fit is a great book to just kind of pull you all together and make you see the value of how good you are. And it doesn't mean that everybody needs to see that, but as long as you understand it, then you can start to see yourself and stop beating your head against the wall with someone that doesn't appreciate you professionally or personally. If you have all these assets and all these skills and someone doesn't need them or like them or want them, then why are you trying to convince them? It's like trying to convince a friend. I want to be your friend. You should be my friend. You should be my girlfriend. You should be my boyfriend. No, be yourself. And if it resonates, they'll be your friend. They'll be your boyfriend. But if it doesn't resonate and it's just an irritation, then it's okay. Let it go. It doesn't matter. It wasn't meant to be. It is what it is. Being about you and being honest and true to yourself is the main thing. And then you put it out there into the world, professionally and personally, and you find the right fit and it resonates. So back to my friend. So he's put the thing together. He sent all these letters out. Lo and behold, letters are very simple. I'm thinking about a career change, not necessarily doing exactly what I'm doing, but here's my infomercial. Here's kind of what I've done. Here's my CV. Here's what I'm good at. Here's the kind of people I like to work with, and so on and so on. And the responses are coming back in fast and furious. Widespread, different industries. And in fact, he got a note from one guy, said, "This is awesome." He said, "I did a major career change and it revitalized me And I changed companies that I worked with. And I'm so happy I did it. I've never looked back once. And it was so hard for me to do it. If I hadn't been fired, I probably would have stayed unhappy doing what I was doing before. And isn't it sad that we're not willing to take responsibility for our unhappiness? That only at the point in time professionally where somebody fires you, everybody says the same thing, because, you know, I see all these people after they're fired. They come in and they go, you know, I'm going to use this time to reflect and really think about what I want to do. And I always say, well, haven't you been doing that through your life? And they go, well, actually, no, I haven't been thinking about me at all. I've just been figuring that, you know, the company will take care of me. And, you know, if I do good work and I work hard and I'm honest and I'm this and blah, 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 blah. But it doesn't happen. I wish it did. I wish I could tell you that it does. But look around your own company. Think about those people. Work hard, honest, genuine, try, and everything else. Are they all at the top of the company? Probably not. Probably not. And I'm not asking you to be somebody else, but I am asking you to advocate for yourself. And I'll repeat it over and over. Because sometimes people say to me, you know, the way you say it makes it sound so easy, Jim. But when I go to do it, I'm literally in a state of paralysis. And I said, it's hard. You got to lean into the wind. At the end of the day, you are so much better off to know the truth. So there's a couple of things I want you to think about. I want you to think of, and I truly believe this, and I know for myself, it's been all my life. And until I had the epiphany. And it's a great saying that I loved. And when I saw it, I kept it. There's a version of yourself you haven't met yet. Keep showing up until you're introduced. We all deny the true version of ourselves. We're all afraid to let people see us for who we are. We're afraid because we may be rejected. I know for my entire lifetime, I was afraid, but I'm no longer afraid. And in fact, the more often that I do it, the more emboldened I get. The more often when I go to pitch for a new client and the client says, no, I don't think so, and everything else, I say, thank you. Thank you very, very, very much. And they look at me like I'm some sort of idiot. And the guy goes, well, you didn't get the business. I said, no, I know. And I said, but I didn't get the business because I'm not the right person. And if I was the right person and what I said to you resonated with you, I would get the job. I would get the opportunity. But by not getting it, you've saved me a great amount of grief, because I can continue on my journey to find my true fit. So the last two things I want to leave you with are two things to think about. Tell people what you need. You'll either get it or realize they can't give it to you. And remember, in both cases, they are gifts. And the last thing I'll say to you is, almost every successful person begins with two beliefs. The future can be better than the present, and I have the power to make it so. If you learn anything from my podcast, my book, you will learn that I believe in all of you, and I believe that all of you have a better version of yourselves that you're afraid to bring out. And my wish for all of you is to find the courage to bring out the true you. And come join Katie, myself, and legions of others who found that themselves is a pretty good person, and that being themselves, there are people out there that want them professionally, personally, in every category of life. But it all starts and ends with the willingness to be yourself. Like the podcast says, be you, the world will adjust. Have a great week, folks.